Now it's time to say good morning to Annette and chat about myths in the food business and in diets and everything surrounded. Annette, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Wayne.
And thanks once again for joining us. I'm loosely titling our chat today Mythbusters. Sort of things that you read about. Are they true or aren't they?
Yeah, I thought we should chat a little bit about, because there's so many things in media sometimes or in ads that, you know, or people just say, oh, it's an old wives' tale or whatever. So I thought let's chat about a few of them. And the first one that I thought just to chat about is whether carbohydrates make you, or whether they are bad for you or not, do they make you gain weight? Because there's so many things about ketogenic diets and stay away from carbs because they're bad for you and all of those type of things. So unfortunately, they are sort of unfairly blamed for weight gain. And what we have to remember is physiologically, our body actually needs carbohydrates. It's still the primary source of energy. So if we think about prudent dietary guidelines, we would advise that at least you can even 40 to 60% of your total calories in a day can come from carbohydrate. And our brain alone uses 120 grams of glucose a day. So, and obviously glucose mainly comes from carbohydrates. So if you think when we eat something that contains starch, the body breaks it down to glucose molecules and it gets basically absorbed into the bloodstream and the body can utilize it as energy. And I think the important concept here is we've spoke about these many times, but we've got obviously complex carbohydrates and then the refined carbohydrates. And complex carbohydrates is really not bad for us. So in terms of whole grains, whether it's bread in whole grain bread or rye or oats or maybe brown rice or the legume family like baked beans, butter beans, lentils, split peas, all of those type of things contains carbohydrates. They are rich in fiber. They've got a low glycemic index, so we really don't have to be scared of those. And obviously, in the quantities that we would need, according to whether you are male or female, your height and your weight, age, all of that. But the ones that really we don't want to consume would be refined carbohydrates. So they are really the bad guys. So if you think about normal sugary drinks, maybe sweets, and then also baked goods that is from refined white flours. So white bread, all of those type of things, we really don't want to, because that is really the carbohydrate that, and unfortunately with the refined carbohydrates, generally there's lots of fat and there's lots of sugar. And that's then the reason why that carbohydrate will make you gain weight more easier because of the other sort of, I want to, macronutrients that's been added to that specific carbohydrate.
Okay. So once again, in moderation would be the buzzword.
Yes, so definitely moderation. So you don't have to be scared to eat the banana or to eat the sweet potato or the, even the potato in the skin. It's all good and well. Obviously, we just have to watch our quantities.
Okay.
And then the other thing that people believe is sometimes you hear people say, oh, but, you know, if you eat late at night, it will make you gain weight. So one thing we have to remember is that our metabolism doesn't necessarily shut down when the sun goes down. so studies show that your circadian rhythms show that your metabolism actually functions at night too. It's just your digestion that might be a little bit slower. But I think the problem really is that people eat large meals at, you know, at dinner time. So maybe you didn't have small regular meals during the day. You are starved when you get home and your dinner meal is just a little bit larger than you would have, that you need actually. And then the other thing also is those meals generally have higher in calories, so maybe it's a higher fat content meal. And I think the other thing about eating at night is actually what you eat after dinner. So if you maybe had dinner at 8 o'clock and you only go to bed at 11 o'clock, sometimes that 8 to 11 window period is where you will snack on energy dense foods, because then you watch TV, you maybe feel a little bit bored, or people get anxious or stressed about certain situations, and then we grab those snacky foods that then will, that essentially will make you gain weight. So you might think it's the time, but if
it's
you
actually
are,
what you're eating.
Yes, it's actually what you are eating. So we have to remember still, if calories in 24 hours is, you know, the total calories in, total calories out, that concept still applies. So if you utilize the energy and you are active, that's actually what you should try and do. So if you eat 6 o'clock and you have got self-confidence not to snack anything later after that, then obviously that's ideal. But I think you look at the snacking.
Okay, well, that actually makes sense. So it's not really the time that you're eating, but it's actually what you're eating at that time.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And then the other thing is that fat makes you fat. So there's a little bit of truth in it, but the one thing that we have to remember is that our body actually does need fat. There's essential functions that fat help the body to do. So in terms of brain function, vitamin absorption, so all your fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A, D, E, and K, they can only be well absorbed if you have some sort of fat in your diet, and also for cell membrane function. So I think the reason why people would say fat makes you fat, if we look at carbohydrates, so 1 gram of carbohydrate gives you 17 kilojoules or 4 kilocalories, whereas 1 gram of fat gives you 37 kilojoules or 9 calories. So gram for gram, fat is definitely more energy dense than carbohydrates. So the quantity that you consume is very important in this case. So yes, we do need it, but it's very easy to overeat on that because it's very energy dense. So a small quantity goes a far way. So I think that sort of, it's very easy to increase your calorie content with fat. And that's also why if your body does not use that fat, it just gets stored as fat. And so excess carbohydrates, the body will store as fat.
Right.
So, what we aim for, obviously, is give or take 20% of our daily food consumption. Yes. So I'm not quite sure, but I'll go back to our daily content or percentage of fat can be 20% of our daily calories. And then the focus must be on choosing good ones, so monounsaturated ones, ones rich in omega-3 fatty acids. And then obviously you want to stay away from the saturated processed ones. Those are the ones that will definitely make you fat.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then the other thing people will call sugar poison. So there's a little bit of truth in that, but we have to remember, if we look at it scientifically, sugars that comes from, that's natural in terms of the sugar that you get in fruit when you eat fruit, the sugar when you get when you have dairy products, that's totally fine because there's fiber, there's vitamins, there's minerals, there's calcium, and the plant compounds of the fruit obviously very beneficial for us in terms of antioxidants and fiber. So in terms of those sugars, it will be okay. And also remember that the body needs glucose for energy production and for brain function, but the problem is the added sugars. So definitely those ones that you get in refined types of sugars that they put into baked goods, into sweets, into cool drinks and snacks, all of those type of sugars definitely not the ideal option. Mm. So we have to remember that when we consume glucose or any sugars, the refined sugars have got the ability to enter into the bloodstream very quickly. And that leads to a high production of insulin, which is really not a good for our bodies. And then obviously, because of the energy and the overproduction of insulin, it will lead to weight gain. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of how the sugar analogy works. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I thought these days, in terms of the supplement industry, it's almost like you have to have supplements, otherwise you're not healthy.
Yes. You know, like the food you're eating is no longer good enough.
Yes, it's almost like it's not good enough, but that's not the truth. So scientifically speaking, you can meet your nutritional needs through the foods that you consume. But obviously, then we have to have a varied diet. So you have to have a diet rich in low glycemic index carbohydrates, especially lots of focus on fruits and vegetables. So make sure you have fruit and vegetables on a daily basis, and then in conjunction with lean protein. Mm, mm. And I will mention some protein sources in a while. Obviously, supplements has got its place, especially if you know of a nutrient deficiency that you've got, definitely. Pregnant women, very important for the development, for child development, folic acid, calcium. And then if you are somebody that's stuck in an office, a vitamin D is definitely a good idea if you don't see the sun. Mm-hmm. And then obviously if there's medical conditions that influences nutrient absorptions, maybe you had some or other gut surgery, or you are building immunity for some or other specific reason, then definitely, yes, you can buy the supplement. But if you are in general a healthy person and you've got a good balanced diet, you don't necessarily have to feel you need to spend your money on buying supplements.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. You know, supplements, as the name implies, is use it only as a supplement and don't sort
as
of
a supplement.
Make it part of, well, you know, I'm too lazy to eat X, Y, and Z. Let me just pop some pills.
Yes. And also the thing is you can take those vitamins and minerals, but we have to remember if you don't have food, actually, and other macro and micronutrients that you consume in terms of nutrition, our body also does not have the ability to utilize the supplement that you take. So that is quite important. And then the other thing, a detox diet cleans your body. So there's many of these things, 3-day juice diets detox teas and all of these type of things. So our body do have a very good detoxification system. So your liver neutralizes toxins, your kidney filters waste, our skin and our lungs also eliminate byproducts. And then obviously our digestive system remove indigestible materials. So I really think the benefit of that, you have to remember, by choosing healthier foods in terms of, let's say, a juice diet. So there's so much fresh fruit and vegetables. So you get lots of vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and you are not consuming a lot of calories. So therefore, you will feel better because you're eating a good quality, you're getting good quality nutrients. And also because there's not a lot of calories, you then lose weight. That's really why it will be effective in terms of that you might think it cleanses your body, but that's sort of the mechanism behind it.
Okay. So once again, myth busted.
Yes. And then the people believe that protein is only for bodybuilders. So obviously, protein is often associated with muscle building, and shakes is sort of a gym culture. But then what do we need? But what we have to remember, a normal person needs about 1.3 to 1.5 grams of protein per kilogram per day. So it's very, also for us, it's essential for immune function, enzyme production, hormone production, repair of tissue, also preservation of lean body mass. The older you get, the less your lean body mass. So obviously, it's quite important to do resistance training to maintain your lean body mass. And then also our hair, skin and nails need protein. So we have to choose healthy sources. So if easy ideas would be maybe some egg. Egg white is really a good source of protein. It's very easy. Dairy, some fish or lean meats. And then obviously also the legume family contains some protein, not high quantities, but there's definitely protein. And then when you train harder and when you exercise harder, the amount of protein that you need on a daily basis will increase. So instead of having the need of 1.3 grams as an average person, if you are very active and you go to gym, you can up your protein to 1.5 to 2 grams. I think that's sort of where the place maybe would come in for a supplement. But otherwise, if we choose healthy proteins, that's good enough. You don't also necessarily have to buy the protein shake. And then the last one that I want to make,
that makes sense, because once again, it's if you are more active or you are using that protein, your body is using that protein, you obviously need to just up the intake slightly.
Yes. And I think obviously if it is hard for you to eat, so for instance, if you weigh 100 kilograms and you need, say you exercise very hard, 2 grams, just easy for math, it's 200 grams of protein. It's quite a lot. So in protein also, if I say 200 grams of protein, it doesn't mean 200 grams of meat. So 30 grams of meat contains 8 grams of protein. So it becomes quite a large amount that you would need. And sometimes it is easier for somebody that maybe goes to gym every single day to supplement. Even the amount of eggs and meat that they already eat is not enough to reach that 200 gram target. And that's then a really good space for you to maybe supplement with some protein.
It makes sense.
And then with the other thing people very often tell me is that it is expensive. Healthy food is expensive. So, and I don't necessarily think this is true, because if you think about, if you go to a fresh market, for instance, if you buy seasonal fruits and basic vegetables like cabbage, spinach, carrots, cauliflower, broccoli, tomatoes, onion, sweet potato, that's healthy food that you can get not by spending a lot of money. It's a little bit of effort to do that, but definitely not a lot of money. And then if you think of protein, eggs is a really good option. And then if we buy seasonal fruits, you can get a far way with little money. I think the expensive part in healthy food comes that people have the idea that they have to now go and buy something that's been produced by some or other manufacturer that says it's a healthy food. Yes, then definitely it will be expensive if that's your concept of healthy food. But if we stick to whole foods in balanced amounts, you can definitely eat healthy without sort of breaking the bank.
And I suppose, you know, depending on what you eat, where you get it, you know, there's some shop chains in town that sell just the same stuff as the shop next door, but because it's that particular brand and that particular shop, people, I know we must shop there because it's always better, but it's not necessarily.
And the other thing that I would sometimes explain to people, if you think you buy a takeaway, if you look at it, the amount that you spend on takeaways these days, so say, think about 60, 70 rand in terms of monetary value. If you take that 60, 70 rand and you go to a fresh market, you can easily walk away with at least cauliflower, broccoli, and some potatoes, which will go a very long way because you won't eat all of them in one day.
In one day.
Or in one meal. So I think if we just sort of have to look, if we look at it that way, then suddenly it becomes quite affordable to buy fresh fruits and vegetables.
It does.
And I also think it's a bit of effort, obviously, because now you have the whole potato, the whole carrot, the whole, and you must peel it and you must do this and do that. Mm-hmm. So people are also sort of lazy in terms of maybe want to buy the thing that's already peeled already. But if you are willing to actually buy the fresh thing and do some labor yourself, your money can actually go a long way.
It can definitely go a long way. Well,
yes.
It's interesting. And most of the myths busted. I like it when we can bust a few myths and set a few records straight. But Unetsi,
yes.
Talking nutrition, if somebody wants to get in touch with you and make use of your services as a nutritionist, how do they get in touch?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unetsi.
Unetsi, thank you very much. Have a good week, and we look forward to chatting again next week, Thursday.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheerio then. That's